It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The U.S. economy grew at a faster than expected 2.9% annualized pace in the fourth quarter of 2022. For the full year, gross domestic product grew 2.1%. So the news was better than expected. Well, President Biden on Thursday touted those numbers as he lashed out at Republicans for threatening the economy, pointing out that they're trying to cut retirement benefits for older Americans and are holding the nation's finances hostage by demanding spending cuts in exchange for raising the debt limit to avert an economic disaster.
I'm not sure, and I mean it sincerely, the news could have been any better. Economic growth is up, stronger than expert expected at 2.9%. We're growing. Jobs are the highest in American number and the highest in American history. And wages are up, and they're growing faster than inflation. Over the past 6 months, inflation has gone down every month, and God willing, will continue to do that. Manufacturing jobs continue to go up stronger than any time in the last 40 years. And I don't think it's unfair to say that this is all evidence that the Biden economic plan, because y'all, is actually working. Now we've got to protect those gains that our policies have generated. Protect them from the MAGA Republicans in the House of Representatives who are threatening to destroy this progress.
Of course, the Republicans trotted out their lies in the form of talking points. Maggot Scott Perry said no one on this side of the aisle is talking about that, except that they have been, starting with Senator Rick Scott of Florida, who chairs the Senate Republicans Campaign Committee. He's proposed subjecting nearly all federal spending programs to a renewal vote every 5 years. And that's just the beginning. They continue to threaten our social safety net despite their gaslighting statements to the contrary. Turning to Memphis, five Memphis police officers have been fired, and on Thursday they were charged with second-degree murder, kidnapping, and other offenses for the death of Tyree Nichols. He died earlier this month, 3 days after a traffic stop that ended in what police described as a, quote, confrontation. Nichols was black, as were the five ex-officers who beat him to death. Preliminary findings of an autopsy commissioned by his family said that Nichols suffered extensive bleeding caused by a severe beating. Video footage of the attack is expected to be released by Friday night, and it's reportedly horrific. Officials are calling for calm and for any protests to be conducted in a civil manner. Tyree Nichols was only 29. Another one of the lies being circulated by Republicans is that COVID is over. Make no mistake. COVID is not over. According to the CDC and NBC News, the U.S. is still averaging 592 deaths from COVID-19 each day. That's of January 20th, 2023. Meanwhile, only about 15% of the U.S. population has gotten their updated COVID-19 booster shots. To help increase that number, a panel of independent experts that advises the FDA voted on Thursday to improve and simplify the vaccination process. It appears that we'll soon have a yearly COVID shot, similar to how we have yearly flu shots. Stay tuned. In the wake of classified documents being discovered in the homes of former President Trump, former Vice President Pence, and President Joe Biden over the last year, the National Archives has now formally asked all former presidents and vice presidents to recheck their personal records for any classified documents or other presidential records that they may have somehow in their possession. So there's that. From the Better Late Than Never files, the Food and Drug Administration plans to propose relaxing restrictions to let gay and bisexual men in monogamous relationships donate blood without requiring them to abstain from sex. This will end a policy that was imposed in the early days of the AIDS crisis. The proposal is expected from the FDA in a few days, and they expect to adopt it after a public comment period. Blood banks, the American Medical Association, and LGBT rights groups have pushed for the change, calling the old rule homophobic, outdated, and counterproductive, as it prevented many people from safely donating blood. The new rule focuses on screening out people with an elevated risk of contracting and transmitting HIV based on sexual behaviors, regardless of gender. What's the old saying? As goes California, so goes the nation. Okay, well, the State Board of California on Thursday filed disciplinary charges seeking the disbarment of attorney John Eastman for his role in the former guy's effort to overturn his 2020 election loss to President Biden. Eastman was behind those memos for Trump's campaign, encouraging Mike Pence to block the certification of the election results and urging states to declare Trump the winner, even though he lost. The state bar accuses Eastman of continuing to promote the lie that the election was stolen after it was clear there was no evidence that fraud could have changed the results. The state bar also said Eastman's speech at that January 6th rally, quote, contributed to provoking a crowd to assault and breach the Capitol. Well, Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin jumped on the Republican bandwagon, and he had introduced a 15-week abortion ban in his state. Well, a Virginia Senate subcommittee blocked it on Thursday. The Education and Health Committee also officially defeated a near total abortion ban and a ban on the procedure later in pregnancy. Tensions flaring early Friday as militants on the Gaza Strip fired rockets and Israel launched airstrikes, this following an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank that killed 9 Palestinians, including at least 7 militants and a 61-year-old woman. This violence coming as Benjamin Netanyahu resumes his post as Israeli prime minister and comes in advance of an upcoming trip to the region by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Elon Musk's Twitter has been sued in Germany by an anti-hate speech organization and Jewish students. They want to force Elon Musk and his company to block or remove anti-Semitic posts. 6 examples reportedly detailed in the suit were all posted in the last 3 months since Elon Musk took over as owner. Laws against Holocaust denial and other speech hailing Nazis and supporting anti-Semitism are very strict in Germany. It's a fitting reminder on the day that is designated as International Holocaust Remembrance Day. This year, January 27th, falls on Friday. It's the day that commemorates the victims of the Holocaust, which of course resulted in the murder of 1/3 of the Jewish people, along with millions of members of other minorities between 1933 and 1945 by Nazi Germany. It was all in their attempt to implement the final solution to the so-called Jewish question. International Holocaust Remembrance Day falls on January 27th, the date when the Auschwitz concentration camp was liberated in 1945. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.